Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Kramer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Doerr steals second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to third. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is called out on strikes. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesce hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Dobie. Williams reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Dobie reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Larry Dobie now playing right field. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DiMaggio scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1. And the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr catches it and throws to first to double up Mitchell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1. And the Indians won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 4 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 4 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lemon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Doby reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-4 in the game. Gordon is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Doby scores. Gordon moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.